Dearest patient, plucky haggis followers, please forgive this extended lack of communication and post to date, but I am still alive. Sadly, my employment situation hasn't improved, so I needed to manage that most precious resource, time, the keenest competing enemy to self. I actually have a heap of stuff I want to post, gained throughout the year, alas, all locked inside my head. But during one low point in August, I wrote the following 500-word story, initially to lift my own spirits, and felt it worth sharing. The first motivation came from seeing an advert for a competition held by the Woodland Trust's Visit Woods project, the Woodland Fund, WWF, and Progressio, who were seeking a creative story that would inspire people about woods and forests. As well as inspirational, it was supposed to be informative and imaginative. I may be quackers to think I have the written X factor. The winning entrant was to be announced on the 12th of September, and as I haven't heard, they must have found something more suitable to their taste. As writing is an intensely subjective subject, I encourage your own critique. Cheers. The forest. Alive today, but my kingdom's future is constantly threatened. Established worldwide before man walked this earth, I spread my seed on winds afar. I've seen it all, played a part in evolution, revolution and pollution. Man's first fire, modern dwellings, tools, weapons, inglorious war. Only fractions of my once vast dominion remain today, and I hope a branch of it thrives near you. My reduced estate, though treasured by millions, remains a secret to far too many. Please visit me from town or city and become acquainted with my kingdom's amazing biodiversity. Respect its integral scientific importance, and help reverse destructive tides, both yours and mine. Without my environmental contribution to rainfall, oxygen and carbon, all life's endangered. Without your edification to deforestation, sustainability and restoration, I'm endangered. However, let's not dwell on what might be if I'm too small to act today at work and play. Abundant activities take place within pockets of my kingdom, and participants frequently benefit from Restoration's two-way street. They truly are fantastic places, emotionally healing and refreshing. And as storms make oaks take deeper root, George Herbert, recuperate. My kingdom's forests and woods are your submissive friends, yet often poorly cherished. Think conservation, promote my richness, and cultivate responsibility and ecological awareness. Nailed together, we're on life's thorny journey. The greater you respect, protect, restore my splendid kingdom, your kindred often takes for granted, a healthier fighting chance you'll give me to care for all your unborn children. Eureka! Hail shafts of enlightenment through darkened canopies of ignorance and arrogance. Honour symbiotic revelation, eternal coexistence, mankind and forest bound together by interdependence of survival. Come princely stewards of all our kith and kin, and celebrate with me on springtime treat through bluebell woods, enlightened hikes through realms of fir to mountain tops and splendid vistas, romantic strolls through copse of copper beech and silver birch, fragrant limes and aromatic pines. Love ancient oaks, coppiced willow, persevering elm, sycamore, all shapes and sizes, deciduous and evergreen. Now spread regeneration seed afar, watch it germinate, add copious rings, produce abundant fruit. Educate all ages. Balance this with pleasure in woodland forest leisure, along tree-lined path or heather heath, avoiding bog. Bridle way by way of horseshoe posts or twisty cycle routes. Picnic by a babbling brook or wrinkly river. Play hide-and-seek or camp at night, if approved and dare. Or barbecue with friends and family. But always, always watch your fire. Year in, year out, kick through autumn leaves, follow winter snow-filled tracks, skip into stirring spring, then, in contemplation, amble under summer shade, safe from global warming. Clear your head, center soul, and lift your spirits. Plethora of flora and fauna, nature great and small, awaits you. So much fun beneath, between, among my boughs, and if or when you're less adventurous, just pause and listen. Breathe. Inhale fresh air. Breathe life into my kingdom, one united vision. Sustain our planet's future. Alive today, for I